This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1326. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded August 22nd, radio wars in Mexico and Cuba, new broadcasts from Venezuela, back on the air stations for Guatemala, Western Sahara, Papua New Guinea, Winnipeg, frequency change for Israel and the Chinese jammer, news of television and telephone, messing with the ionosphere, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia reports hearing Radio Educación in Mexico City, 6185, with a DX program in Spanish. This was UT Monday, August 21st, around 0430 UT. In fact, there were two separate programs, one called DX Sintonía Libre and the other Cápsula DXista. However, I don't see this on the playlist for XEPPM, or XEEP as it's known on medium wave, and I thought they were duplicating the same programming on shortwave 6185, but it bears checking. Mondays around 0430. There's some political pirate FM stations in Mexico, and I guess that means we should call them clandestine. Jose Alva reported via the Condish list that there is a Radio Plantón on 88.5, not certain if this is in Mexico City itself, but probably. It's called La Democrática, La Voz de la Resistencia. This has to do with the controversy over whether Andrés Manuel López Obrador should have won the presidential election. And in Oaxaca, striking teachers have seized at least 12 radio stations. An AP report of August 21st via Craig Healy says striking teachers armed with pipes, wood planks, and clubs seized 12 private radio stations in Oaxaca State after unidentified assailants shot up a government-owned station already under the strikers' control. The teachers have been on strike since May 22nd. No details of exactly which stations are involved there. Since the big news out of Cuba at the end of July, there have been some subtle changes in programming. For example, Terry Kruger notices that Arnie Coro, instead of just doing his DX and science programs on Radio Havana Cuba, has been pressed into service to read news scripts and other soft features for the past few weeks. However, it could just be he's filling in for someone on vacation. From WRMI and Jeff White, we have news of expanded Cuban exile programming on that Miami station. He says Radio Cuba Libre is now carried Monday through Saturday from 07 to 09 UT on 9955. And Radio Republica, which has been on WRMI for some time, has expanded schedule now 7 days a week from 05 to 07. Also Monday to Friday at 10 to 14, every day at 16 to 21, and UT Sundays and Mondays in the evenings from 02 until 04. Furthermore, Jeff says La Voz de la Fundación, remember them, will be returning to shortwave as of UT September 3rd, Sundays at 01 until 02. And that may well expand as time goes on, as well as adding some other Cuban exile programming. As we mentioned last time, TV Marti has added another aircraft and is on the air every evening, or just about every evening, supposedly, although it's difficult for us to confirm that. KimAndrewElliott.com says, contrary to the original reports, it is a Gulfstream G1, also known as a Grumman G159 aircraft, which was produced between 1959 and 1969. Commando Solo has been back down in the Keys as well, broadcasting at least on medium wave 530 Radio Marti. Terry Kruger has been monitoring that from Clearwater. He says so far it's only been on Friday evenings once a week, starting promptly at 2300 UT. However, Cuban jamming of that frequency is much more extensive, not just those few hours that Marti is using it. And furthermore, on UT August 19th, the broadcast from what Terry calls Air Marti lasted a bit less than one sesquihour. other unexplained oddities of Cuban broadcasting. The station on 670 seems much stronger than before, the one on 640 much weaker. WDHP, the private station in the Virgin Islands on 1620, has also been carrying Radio Marti, but only once a week, I think, on Saturday evenings. So far, the Cubans had not been bothering to jam it, but they have started now. Terry Kruger reported on August 13th, a sporadic 60-cycle buzz blob on 1620, whether or not the VI station is actually broadcasting Radio Marti, which means even things like their overnight BBC World Service news relay in English is getting the jamming treatment. Rock Whaley also hears this in the Atlanta area. He says it does sound like power line hum in both sidebands, about equal to the strength of the 1620 station in Panama City, Florida. However, a more recent check, UT August 22nd at 0330 by Kurt Deegan in Boca Raton, found WDHP clear of jamming. In the UDXF Yahoo group, I noticed an item concerning a utility net from the British Virgin Islands on 4045 upper sideband, the Caribbean Weather Center Limited in the BVI, in contact with various pleasure boats. Listen for the call sign Mystic Breeze, but most of the boats don't even bother giving their calls. This was heard at 1108 UT by John in Florida. We've yet to see anything on the never-updated Radio Nacional de Venezuela website or hear anything announced to the effect, but a number of us have observed additional broadcasts of Radio Nacional de Venezuela, which we know are all relayed via Cuba, even though they never acknowledge that. Joe Carthouse in Ontario heard a broadcast from that station on 6180, closing at 1200 UT. Another day, it was during the previous hour starting at 1000, and then he heard another new frequency for the 1100 broadcast, 6060, both of which have been used by Havana in the past for its own broadcasts. The schedule may be flexible, and who knows whether we shall keep hearing them then or not. Another new broadcast was first reported from Spain by Jose Tornes Nunez via Celi Romay's Panorama column. This is starting at 2200 UT on 11670, which is yet another frequency used elsewhere by Cuba. The 23 UT broadcast is still heard on 13680 and new 15250. Another one I have not reconfirmed lately at 2000 on 13680, but who knows, there may be various other unscheduled broadcasts of Venezuela via Cuba waiting to be discovered. Liz Cameron in Michigan says she had not heard Radio Cultural Coatan in Guatemala for at least a year, but it was back on UT August 10th until sign-off at 0230 on 4780. Then also reported by Dave Valco in Pennsylvania to Hardcore DX, he measured it at 4799.77 August 19th around 1000. An earlier sign-on than before, that may be due to daylight shifting time in Guatemala. Bob Wilkner in Florida also reported it. He says it had been off the air for only a month. Almer Escoto in Honduras told DSWCIDX Window that daylight shifting time already ended in Honduras on August 7th, so they're back on UT minus 6. He says the only Honduran stations active on shortwave now are 3340 and 4819. Radio Ijimani in Bolivia, 6025, that's the main government station in La Paz, may be heard with a different ID now because there's a new national network set up by President Evo Morales. It's called Radio Patria Nueva. This was reported around 1100 UT by Arnaldo Slein in Argentina. Henry Clements says they also have streaming audio now with excellent sound quality and beautiful music. It's via abi.bo. LRA 36 Antarctica had apparently been off the air for several weeks, but we have one report now of it being heard again from Maritz van Dreesche in Belgium, Hardcore DX, 15476, best around 1920 UT, on August 17th. Its schedule, of course, is Monday to Friday only. Check between 19 and 21. On the UDXF list, Alex from Austria reports hearing a time signal station on 25,000 kilohertz on AM. Quite strong signal, he says, in Austria, but no ID is heard. Any idea where this might be coming from? It might have been a sporadic e-opening at the moment. It seems that Deutsche Welle will be relying less and less on transmitters in Germany itself. A big announcement came from VT Communications, based in the UK, also known as Merlin, of a contract initially for 90 hours per day of Deutsche Welle programs in 14 languages from its network of UK and global transmission sites, starting January 1st next year. It's a five-year contract, and a significant increase is expected from May. Thanks to Mike Berkleff for forwarding that press release. Kai Ludwig in Germany comments, the Wertachtel station at present runs about 115 frequency hours per day for Deutsche Welle in AM only. The Nauen site, about 33 hours, totaling about 150. So, going from 90 to 150 hours certainly would be a potential significant increase. It looks like T-Systems could lose Deutsche Welle as a customer entirely for its shortwave transmission. Wolfgang Büschel says, I hope the VT contract will be profitable for DW in the future. Normally, expensive VT hiring rates are much, much higher than the German T-System rates. From Mike Berkleff and World DX Club Contact, we learned of a website about broadcasting history in Europe. It's called www.transdiffusion.org. For example, there's an illustrated history of Radio Luxembourg. Jose Miguel Romero Romero in Spain is a big fan of Radio Slovakia International, and especially of one of its lady announcers in the Spanish service, and he actually visited the station and her in August, and he actually got to go on the air himself August 14th. He says the situation at the international desks of RSI is dramatic. The Slovak service has disappeared completely. German, Russian, English, and French have two editors and 30 minutes of programming. The Spanish service has one editor, full-time, and two part-time. The position of chief editor has been eliminated, also as have musical advisors, and there are only two sound technicians on duty for all the remaining language services. Since shortwave was canceled at the end of June, they've been on internet and satellite. They're already thinking of eliminating satellite and looking for local FM relay agreements. The possibility of resuming shortwave exists, but it is remote. Krister Brunström in Sweden reports hearing one of those low-power Belarus outlets, not sure how it's pronounced, Radio Mahilyu, 0340 to 04UT on 7145 with a jingle and a local news magazine. Volodya Salmaniev has been visiting relatives and friends in Ukraine and DXing as he goes. He also tuned in these Belarus broadcasts. It's Home Service Program 1. He says, I cannot understand why there are so many low-power channels carrying this on 49 and 41 meters, all easily heard during the day. 5 kilowatts. They are listed on 6010, 6040, 6070, 6080, 6115, 6190, 7110, and 7145. Home Service Program 2 is on one frequency, 7265, heard at 1259 UT. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1326. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, Enid, Oklahoma, 73702, USA. Or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Check our website for much more info, worldofradio.org. Jeff White of WRMI has been revising his schedule frequently because of all the new demand for Cuban exile programming. As of August 12th, he told us that World of Radio is scheduled Saturdays at 12:30 UT on 9955, at 14:30 on 7385, Sundays at 0800 on 9955, and a temporary airing Sunday at 15:30 on 7385. Radio Veronica has changed the time for World of Radio on their low-power 106.5 FM in West Point, Pennsylvania. Now Sundays at 12:30 UT, also webcast via www.radioveronica.us. They'll be adding 3 more World of Radio times, however, when they get their new low-power AM going on 1700. Should be on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings. And there's some changes concerning World of Radio via the World Radio Network. This program and others on WRN are now available on demand and at their scheduled times via mobile phones, thanks to the UpSnap Mobile Broadcast Network. Details at www.mymbn.com. That serves the USA. And there's a change in satellites serving Africa and Asia for WRN. There's a one-month overlap from August 21st to September 21st. The old satellite, Intelsat 1002, the new one, PanAmSat 10. So here's how to hear us on PAS 10, transponder 8 on C-band, downlink frequency 4064 MHz horizontal, symbol rate 19.850 ms per s, FEC 7/8. The Polisario clandestine station for Western Sahara is back on shortwave 7460, first reported by Mark Schiefelbein in Springfield, Missouri, August 19th from 2315 until sign-off at midnight 2. A fair to decent signal, he says. It did not seem to be in Spanish during that final hour, as is sometimes the case, but instead in Arabic. Also reported from Italy by Luca Bottofiora, PlaidiX, the next morning at 08 UT. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal also says they're putting in a 50 over 9 signal on 7460 at 2117. All he could hear on medium wave 1550 was the Moroccan jammer. Radio Veritas Liberia appears to be sporadically active. It was reported on August 18th at 2050 to 2135 by Manuel Meneth in Spain on 5470 in English with African music, measured on 5469.96 by Mauno Ritola in Finland at 2100 UT August 9th. The reactivated La Voix du Sahel in Niger continues to be reported on 9705. In the NASFA flash sheet, Jim Evans in Tennessee was hearing it until sign-off at 2301 August 18th. He matched the anthem and the interval signal with info at www.intervalsignals.net. And in ADX via BCDX, Rolf Bessler in Germany reports getting a QSL card from Niger after a 30-day wait for the 9705 transmission. The email address, maigaric@yahoo.fr. The following item concerns the Congo DR, capital Kinshasa, not the other Congo, capital Brazzaville, although this distinction is not always made, since Radio Fana Ethiopia is apparently on 6110 instead of 6210. That opens the frequency for possible reception of the little missionary station in Bukavu, Radio Kahuzi. Mano Ritola in Finland on the MW Offsets group via BCDX says there was a weak carrier on 6209.66 signing off at 1602 UT. That could be Kahuzi. Mike Terry forwards an item from Inspire magazine that indeed Radio Kahuzi is back under the control of the missionaries with a 200-watt transmitter. As for what is exactly on 6110, there's still some controversy about that. Martin Groot in Netherlands, DSWCIDX window, says he managed to parallel it to 6940 at 1841 UT, which points to Radio Fana in Ethiopia, but, of course, not in French as previously reported. Zacharias Liangas in Greece was also checking the frequency at 1624. He was not hearing Azerbaijan on 6110, but Horn of Africa songs, and at 1630, apparently in Amharic. He thinks this may have been a frequency change from 6940 for Radio Fana. Anker Peterson in Denmark was hearing an Arabic station closing at 22 UT on 4840, where nothing is listed. Wolfgang Buschel has figured out it's a difference product from two transmitters of Cairo in Egypt. Subtract 7210 from 12050 and you get 4840. The two are on the air between 20 and 22 UT. Israel Radio is one of the few shortwave stations planning a frequency shift. At the beginning of September, on the 1st, the English broadcast at 0330 moves back down to its winter frequencies, 7530 and 9345, replacing 13720 and 11590. The other one to Australia continues, 17600. By the way, Israel will remain on summertime for another month. Donny Rosenzweig says the change should occur September 30th at 23 UT. After that, all external broadcasts 1 UT hour later. Joe's Jacob reports to TX India that the All India Radio transmitter in Guwahati on 7420 has changed from relaying the FM Gold home service to external service programming. It's 50 kilowatts and they run it all day long, including the Nepali service at local midday, that is 07 to 08 UT. Actually, it's mixed in with some home service English broadcasts, including at 0245, 1530, and 1730. China's Firedrake jammer against Sound of Hope during the first half of August had been mostly on 17330 and 14260 in the 20-meter band. However, from August 17th, they switched to 14050. This was widely reported and drawing more complaints from the ham community, now in the CW portion of the 20-meter band. I've been monitoring the Shokaze broadcast from Japan for North Korea, transmitted via Taiwan, at 13 to 1330 on 9485, the one concerning abductees from Japan, blamed on North Korea. And for at least three Fridays in a row, the program was in English. Also one Wednesday, the program was in English, as noted by Scott Barber in New Hampshire. The National newspaper in Papua New Guinea reported August 16th that NBC's Radio Southern Highlands was back on the air after 7 months. There had been a land dispute over paying for the use of the land where the transmitter is located. That's the one on 3275. Steve Bass in Ohio notes that VL8T in Tennant Creek, Northern Territory, 4910, has been staying on the air past its nominal switchover time to 2325 at 0830. He's heard them as late as 0930, but that will vary from day to day. Hardcore DX, Dave Valko in Pennsylvania reports, ARDS, in the Northern Territory, 5049.93, August 19th, between 1032 and 1101 in heavily accented English. He compiled a detailed report and was pleased to hear back from them. From Dale Chesson, the radio service manager, saying they're using 400 watts, full AM into a wire dipole fed by a ballon, a quarter wave above ground, and they're upgrading to a 1 kilowatt omni transmitter. Programming is also audible online via www.ards.com.au. WBCQ program news from Alan Weiner and Larry Will, following our first broadcast Wednesday at 2230 UT on 7415, a new show, Planetary Radio, about astronomy and related science. And just before us on Wednesdays at 21 to 22 UT is Undercover Radio, or some broadcasts from the ship. Fred Flintstone is back with a new series, Thursdays at 22 UT. Russ Lay has been working on getting QSLing going again by AFRTS, and apparently this has now been arranged. He says, DXers, please be polite and respectful when sending reception reports. Here's the address to use, QSL at dodmedia.osd.mil. Brock Whaley forwards an AP story that CBS will be honoring departed anchor Dan Rather, a reporter remembers, Friday evening, September 1st at 8 Central and Mountain Time. That's just before the debut of Katie Couric in the anchor chair the following Monday, or is it Tuesday after Labor Day? And by the way, once Katie is going, CBS will be streaming its evening news broadcast online live, unlike the other networks, which may make it available later. The advertising will be separate from what you see on television, and apparently they've got the affiliates to agree to this. That was in the Chicago Sun-Times. Medium Wave DXers know Les Rayburn in Birmingham, Alabama, as the coordinator of special DX tests, but his real job involves film and television production, and his production will be appearing on the Weather Channel's Storm Stories series, Postmark Katrina, Sunday evening, August 27th, at 7 Central Time, and repeated 24 hours later. It's called Postmark Katrina, and it's about the involvement of the U.S. Postal Service in the post-Katrina situation. Oh, and it's also repeated 3 hours later each evening, so let me give that to you again, at 7 and 10 p.m. Central Time, August 27th and 28th. In the world of telephony, this item from the CGC communicator via Kevin Redding, ABDX. The Spanish-American War has been history for more than 100 years, and now so is the tax imposed in 1898 to help fund it. As of August 1st, all phone companies selling long-distance service are legally required to eliminate the 3% federal excise tax on long-distance service. Chicago's 1690X band station is pulling the plug on the real oldies music format it's had since its inception as WRLL in October of 03, according to reports in the Chicago Defender and the Sun-Times. As of August 16th, the DJs they've had, such as Larry Lujak, are gone, although they continue to play that kind of music. But they reached an agreement to turn over its programming starting September 18th to WVON, which has been one of the very few share time stations on 1450 licensed to Cicero. So WVON will finally get to go full-time and with a stronger signal, 10 kilowatts day, 1 kilowatt night. WVON is Chicago's legendary African-American talk station. Thanks to Ken Kopp, Artie Bigley, and Mark Erdman for news about that. Sean Axelrod in Manitoba says CJML 580 in Winnipeg is back on the air, all 99 watts, with nostalgia programming again between 1200 and 0300 UT through August 30th. He also reports in Manitoba CKDO Oshawa, Ontario on its new frequency, 1580, where they've moved from 1350, and it is widely reported in the Northeast, as far in the other direction as Prince Edward Island, reported by Phil Refuse on the ABDX list. Sorry I don't have time to go into it, but there are lots of stories in recent DX Listening Digest about a U.S. plan to mess with the ionosphere, supposedly to protect satellites, but this might also disrupt shortwave propagation, at least over the Pacific. NASA reported that the first sunspot of the new cycle appears to have been born on July 31st. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued August 22nd, solar activity very low to low, geomagnetic field mostly quiet to unsettled. A and K indices peaking at 20 and 4 September 3rd, as low as 5 and 2 on August 31st, September 1st, and starting September 8th. Solar flux 85 through September 3rd, and then 80 through September 18th. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1326. Glenn Hauser here, hoping you've enjoyed the program, and will hear me again next week.